Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to you.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
You join me at a very worrying time. I've just used the loo, as I do before I do a show, and I flushed it and it's gone... What does that mean? Anybody? Any plumbers? You know what I do? I just leave it as normal. Walk off. Didn't have time to sort it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's a special day on the show. Yes, it is. Tell your friends. Get on Facebook. Tell everybody. This is a never-to-be-repeated offer. It's like a rollover on the lottery. Because we are going Scott Mills points crazy today. If this was an advert on local radio, I'd be doing my own advert. Hello, I'm Scott Mills from Scott Mills Show, and today we're going Scott Mills points crazy. My mate Chris is here.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Poor Becky, she's taken 2 days off, and she's been replaced. Becky, if you're listening, we've moved most of your stuff off the desk, if that's all right. And we've also replaced your picture of Ed Westwick, which is behind your desk.
Yeah, I've made a few changes to her desk. Yeah.
What is it now?
There's a signed picture of the Watford team on there.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope you don't mind that, love. We'll just put it over the top, if that's okay, just for now, until we actually get around to taking Ed off the wall. Anyway, so you never go on holiday. That's what I'm saying. Now, what is happening today is Chris is multitasking because while the show is on, he is making all of the prizes that we're going to have to give away when you redeem your Scott Mills points, because we are giving them away willy and indeed nilly today. So keep listening for that. If you're a bit low on the points at the moment, this is a chance to get loads today. It's a special. It's Scott Mills points madness.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Rhianne.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in North Wales.
North Wales, where?
Near Pwllheli.
Okay. Now, I understand that you've not, until now, been keeping track of your Scott Mills points.
No.
Have you won any?
Well, I haven't really been playing, but last night I won some Scott Mills points, so I'm going to start keeping track now.
Okay, yeah, keep track from now on, because today we are going Scott Mills points crazy. It's an extravaganza, it's a bonanza.
Okay.
All right? What are you doing today? You just come home from school?
Yeah.
Okay, your first chance to win today is coming up quite soon. Just make sure you write them down or something, all right, Rhianne?
Okay.
All right, see you soon. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Today it's a sale on at Scott Mills Points with plenty of free parking. It's a giveaway bonanza. It's carpet madness. There's a lot of points to be won today, and here is your first chance to go away with some Scott Mills points. We're literally giving them away.
This is a great day, isn't it?
I know. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, well excited.
Now, this was sent in by one of our listeners, Mike. Thanks for telling us about this. Mike, as many of our other listeners were, was watching Horizon Special the other day on BBC Three, presented by Ben Miller. Because that's what our listeners watch. They don't want any X Factor or My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. Our listeners are all about the science shows because they're intelligent.
Yeah.
So, on this science show, Ben Miller said one word rather a lot. Don't know if you saw this. I know a lot of you probably did because you love the science. Have a couple of guesses of what you think the word might be. Remember, it's a science show. It's BBC Three. It's Horizon.
Yeah, you see, I was never good at science, so I'm trying to think of a couple of words that might be used from sort of chemistry days. I'm going to go test tube. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go Bunsen burner.
I knew you were going to do Bunsen burner. That's the only one I can think of. I knew you were going to do Bunsen burner. I did. All right. Would you like a clue to help you?
Yeah, go on in.
That's really f***ing mental.
What?
That's really f***ing mental.
That's a clue.
That's really f***ing mental.
No.
I think I've got it. Yeah, fundamental, right?
Let's find out.
That's really fundamental.
Yay! Do you want some points for that as well? No, that's ridiculous. I can't just give them away. But if you can tell me how many times Ben Miller said fundamental on this BBC Three show, I will give you 10 Scott Mill... No, I'm actually, no. It's a giveaway bonanza. It's like a bank holiday. 20 Scott Mills points.
Wow.
If you can tell me how many times Ben Miller said...
That's really fundamental.
Fundamental.
Right, I'm going to say, I reckon he said it 8 times.
8 fundamentals from Ben Miller. Let me know what you think. If you get it right, you can have 20 Scott Mills points.
Behind these apparently simple questions lurk some of the deepest, most fundamental scientific mysteries in all of nature. They're simple but most fundamental of principles.
That's really fundamental.
To open the door on the amazing world of what temperature fundamentally is. He believed it would establish something fundamental. Here at last is the fundamental entity I've been looking for.
It is a fundamental concept, probably the most fundamental concept in physics.
Their fundamental quantum nature asserts itself.
A real, knowable, fundamental reality.
According to the fundamental laws of physics. Fundamental.
A fundamental.
They're fundamental. 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 Fundamental.
Fundamental.
Fundamental.
Fundamental. Fundamental.
Fundamental. Fundamental. Mental, mental, they're fundamental, fundamental, mental, fundamental, mental,
fundamental,
fundamental, mental,
fundamental, mental,
fundamental, mental, fundamental, they're fundamental.
Woo!
Oh my word! Remix!
That was fundamental.
Sounded like a lot, it was only 11.
11?
Yeah, we just mixed them up a bit.
Oh god, I thought that was all part of the show.
No. So give yourself 20 Scott Mills points if you said 11 fundamentals.
Radio 1 Wood Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Josh from Plymouth says, yes, my first lot ever of Scott Mills points. Also, Liv in Chesterfield, well done, 20 points. Molly in Lincoln says, hello, I've got my first 20 Scott Mills points. Mark in North Yorkshire, I can't believe it, 20 points. Booyah, Mills. No worries, we're literally giving them away today. Willy and Nilly. Louise?
Yes?
What's your problem?
Scott, seriously, stop it. You're killing me. What? I hate the word fundamental.
Why?
I just hate it. It really winds me up. People use it a lot at work and I don't know why. I've never liked it.
You've just got an irrational hatred of fundamental.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, I will.
Fundamental.
Fundamental.
Fundamental. Fundamental.
Really stresses you out.
Fundamental. Fundamental. Mental. Fundamental. Mental. Fundamental.
Fundamental.
Fundamental. Mental.
Fundamental. Mental.
Feel free to hang up if you had enough.
Stop doing it.
Fundamental. Fundamental. Mental. Fundamental. Mental.
Fundamental.
Ah, she's gone.
Fundamental.
Mental. Mental. Fundamental, mental, fun. They're fundamental.
Really doesn't like it, does she?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Beautiful. So damn beautiful. Beautiful. So damn beautiful. Look at that. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Jamie Oliver there. And beautiful on Radio 1. A lot of people... on yesterday's show, getting a little bit, what's the phrase? Hot under the collar. That's all right, isn't it, to say that? Off the 70s, that, isn't it? A bit hot under the collar at the thought of Jamie. I don't know why, especially him singing to you seems...
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful. Look at that. Beautiful.
What is it about Jamie Oliver? Is it... Obviously, his amazing cooking skills, but also his very tasteful lumberjack shirts, I reckon.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful nans.
It's true.
Beautiful nans. Nothing, though, in my view, will ever, ever, ever top the Jamie Oliver food song.
Stand over there, walk to me, and tell me what you're going to cook.
I'm going to cook me some chicken stir fry, yo.
Still my favourite.
No chicken stir fry, yo. No chicken stir fry, yo. No chicken stir fry, yo.
You can do it, brother. Come on, let's top, brother. Don't be scared. Come on, brother. Top that thing. Get down, brother. Get down. Yeah, man.
get down.
Yes, mother.
When you start taking girls out and they say, what do you want to do? Do you want to go bowling? Do you want to go for a little pizza? You go, no, baby, you come round my house and I'm going to make you a nice little chicken chow mein. Chicken chow mein.
No, chicken stir fry.
Yes, mother.
Oh, God.
Yes, mother.
Come on, let's talk, brother. Don't be scared. Come on.
Are you ready to play?
Yep. Chicken chow mein.
Mother.
Chicken stir fry, yo.
Come on.
Chicken stir fry, yo.
Get down, brother. Get down.
Are you ready to play?
Baby, you come round my house and I'm going to make you a nice little chicken chow mein. Dude, you might think I'm just talking total rubbish.
Yes, mother.
I never tire of hearing that, I really don't. It's 20 to 5 on BBC Radio 1 on Wednesday afternoon. And now, the new track by Noah and the Whale.
R-F-O-L-S-H-M-S-F-O-A-I-D-M-T. Rolling on floor laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my taco.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, you know how we sometimes talk about on this show people proposing in public, in places like restaurants and bars, and they get down on one knee and they're like, please, will you marry me? And we always say, no, it's a really bad idea in public, don't do it. Because there's a high chance that they might say no, and then you are embarrassed in front of the whole restaurant. We've said this loads of times before. And this is going to happen very soon in lots of bars and restaurants, because, of course, it's Valentine's Day coming up. Or another great one, at half-time at basketball matches. We've all seen that on YouTube. Okay, then you've said no, I'll just take the long walk back to my seat. Thanks very much. Now, here's the thing, right? I want to know whether you think this is a good idea or not. A friend of ours is about to propose to his girlfriend, and this is completely the opposite to doing it in a public place. I think this is the most stupid idea ever. He's planning to propose to her without her even knowing about it. This is what he actually wants to do, and he's planning to do it next week. I'm trying to talk him out of it. He actually wants to put a ring on her finger when she's asleep. Is that a good idea? That is kind of ensnaring. So she wakes up. It's kind of coming to. Oh my God! That's right, it is a ring on your finger. What did I do last night? I didn't even drink.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Just saying that one of our friends is planning to propose to his girlfriend next week on Valentine's Day by putting the ring on her finger while she's asleep. I think it's a bad idea. Tamsin's been on from somewhere in Northern Ireland, doesn't say where, saying, that's so romantic, Mills. It's the best idea ever. Of course it'll work. Get a grip, Scott, you unromanticist. That is not romantic. It's like, it reminds me of that awful moment when we did You Control Katy Perry last year. Do you remember where it was me and Katy Perry in this like white box on the internet and you could ask us questions and Katy would answer them? And someone wanted to propose to their girlfriend. I can't remember. I think it might have been Lee from somewhere. Let's say it was Lee in Basildon. Sorry, I can't remember your name. It was a while ago. So Katy Perry was like, and the next message is Lee in Basildon would like to ask his girlfriend to marry him. But he didn't say the name of his girlfriend. And we were thinking behind the scenes, right, OK, so there's probably more than one Lee in Basildon. Everyone that's going out with someone called Lee in Basildon is going, yes, he's finally asked me. And all the Lees in Basildon are going, no, it's not me. Chris, my mate, is also very concerned. What are you saying?
Well, I'm just a little bit worried that you just left this quite open-ended.
As in my friend?
Yeah.
It's not my friend Chris that's the friend that's planning to do this.
Yeah, I'm not planning on doing this. I just want to put that out there.
All right. Do you think your girlfriend's going to get those messages now, Guy? Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm really worried.
It's really not him, all right? Thanks, everyone.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'd also like to point out that it's not my flatmate that's planning to do this proposal thing to his girlfriend. So I'm in a whole world of trouble now from various friends, because I just said a friend. It's like, can you tell people it's not me? Okay, flatmate, it's not you. But it is the kind of weird thing that you would do. So you can understand why people might think that. Also, some people are saying that he's blatantly stolen this idea from the film Valentine's Day. Wasn't that like an American version of Love Actually? And she left him in that anyway. So, yeah. But he may have borrowed the idea from it. I don't know. I've never seen it. Coming up after 5 o'clock, The Scott Mills Points Bonanza giveaway madness continues, including your next chance to get points, getting people to sing the Home and Away theme again. We thought, well, we kind of toyed with the idea of changing the song, but I think if you just do Home and Away all the time, it's going to work at some point. It was hard enough trying to get people to join in on a bus. How will we get on in a cafe?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I can give you immediately 10 Scott Mills points right now if you can tell me how many times did JLS say the word boobs when I saw them backstage at the Brits last year. I was just in their dressing room and they may have seen a certain female pop star by the name of Lily. Chris, what do you think? How many times did JLS say it?
I'm going to go five.
Five boobs?
Yes.
Okay. Why not go six? Isn't that like two, four, six?
I'll go five.
Okay. What do you think at home? Let's find out.
I've got JLS's room here.
You want to see Marvin's face when we saw Lily Allen's boobs. And I know she'd done it deliberately. She came in here just to see what our reaction would be. And I was trying not to look at her boobs, obviously. But initially I thought it was a T-shirt of just boobs. But then when I saw it move, I realised it was actually Lily Allen's boobs.
Okay, four boobs there from JLS. Oh, gutted.
Yeah.
Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points on the Bonanza giveaway extravaganza if you said four boobs. Luckily, Lily didn't seem to mind too much about that.
They didn't seem like they were looking.
They obviously disguised that very well, because they described it in great detail to me. Anyway, so here we are at the Brits.
Nice press.
Yeah, they really did.
Good, okay, cool.
Podcast. Hiya, Lucy.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Bournemouth.
What are you doing?
I'm meant to be writing an essay, but I can't really be bothered.
Yeah, I can tell that by your voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not fun.
Do you want to win some Scott Mills points?
I always do, yeah.
Are you enjoying the Scott Mills points bonanza that we're having today? It's a sale on.
Woo, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a chance for you to win 20 points now, okay?
Okay.
Now, did you hear this when we tried to start a sing-along on a bus last week?
Yes, I did.
The Home and Away theme tune?
Yes.
Yeah. We got them going eventually. Well, one person kind of joined in, didn't they, Chris? In the end. So we found that buses are not the best place to start a sing-along.
No, it didn't really seem like it, no.
But today, we tried a different approach. So we went to a cafe. Lucy, do you think a Swedish cafe is a good place to start a sing-along?
What, actually in Sweden, or just...
No, I haven't been to Sweden this morning, Lucy.
What, just like Swedish people, or actually in Sweden?
It's a Swedish cafe in London.
Oh, okay.
It's Swedish because there are people behind the counter that are Swedish, and also they sell chocolate called things like Plopp.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think they'd like that, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, maybe like ABBA, would they like that?
ABBA, only Swedish people you can think of?
Yeah.
About the Swedish, generally, they are very open-minded, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you thought this when we were there, but the lady who served us was a little bit of a nutter.
Yeah, because I ordered a latte, and then she would sing it back to me. Latte!
Yeah, it was really weird. So you'd ask for a coffee. She'd be like, would you like another coffee?
Coffee!
And it sort of went on like that for a while.
Then I ordered a plop, and she went, plop!
Yeah, she loved that one.
So it's a 50-50 simple question, really. For your chance to win 20 Scott Mills points. That's right, I said 20.
20, okay.
On the Big Bonanza giveaway. We started singing Home and Away in the Swedish cafe. Did they or did they not join in with the fun, Lucy?
I don't know. Do they know what Home and Away is? I'm not sure.
There weren't only Swedish people in there because we were allowed in.
You seem a bit confused by this, Lucy. It's like an Italian restaurant or places like that. It's not just Italian people in there. It's like you go along to an Italian restaurant.
And they're not always in Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Then
I think she's got it now. Yes. Yeah.
Got it?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so you think they did?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's find out. Picture the scene, me and Chris have just got our coffees, we sit down, and this is actually worse than the bus, like times 100.
Much worse. There was a little mini supermarket in there and everything. Yeah. It was busy.
It was rammed. So we're sat at a table, we are surrounded by people, they're all talking quite loudly, and here we go.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are,
You're my guiding star.
It builds.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Now, I told you before we went in to belt the next bit out, and you didn't disappoint.
I'm walking on it.
You stood up.
Just to know.
Just to know.
That you're there.
Everybody.
Right, do you think they're going to carry on singing, Lucy?
Yeah, I think they might do.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay.
Come on, everybody.
Sing along. Closer each day. Home and away.
Right. No, just us again then.
Oh.
Sorry, no Scott Mills points for you.
Oh.
But have you had a lovely time?
I have, yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Give me a high five, please. Press five.
Does that work?
No, do it again.
You could just make a beepy noise.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Rubbish. We failed again. Swedish cafe fail.
Yeah.
Not happening. That is not the best place to start a home and away sing-along. We need to go somewhere even more kind of scary, I think. Let's up it again. But I think it still needs to be home and away, do you, Chris?
Definitely, yeah.
That's the one. Next Tuesday, we are going to be backstage at the Brit Awards, as we do on this show every year. 4 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. All the gossip from backstage at the Brits. I'll be talking to pretty much everybody that walks by our area. And Becky is doing a lovely spread this year. Oh, no, is she doing a cocktail bar now? I have to ask her. Is she back tomorrow? I'll ask her tomorrow. I think she might be a shaking and a making some cocktails this year for the stars as they come by, which will be good. Because the rival radio station spread was so much better last year, and we can't have that. Do you know what I mean? We're Radio 1. I'll be needing your help, though, listeners, once again, with some questions to ask the stars as they're taking up the red carpet. Because they always get asked so many boring things. Like, there's a million and one radio stations and TV stations there, and they all ask, so, who are you wearing? Boring. So, what can we expect from your performance tonight? Really dull. So, what, have you got a message for your fans? So, we like to spice up the questions a bit. Here's just some from last year, just to give you a bit of inspiration for next Tuesday.
If you had to name your daughter after a Top Gear presenter, Paolo, which one would it be?
Clarkson.
So, Paolo Nutini would choose Jeremy Clarkson if he had to name his daughter after a Top Gear presenter. Then there was this one.
One last thing before we go. Have you ever sniffed a badger?
Have I what?
Sniffed a badger.
No.
And also, listening to back to some of the stuff that we did at the Brits last year, you know, when you do a show like that, there's like a stars ahoy, and you're kind of doing it pretty much on the fly, and you don't really realise some of the things you've said. If you listen back to this, which we did earlier in the office, I do introduce Lady Gaga in fairly interesting way.
The lady of the night, it's Lady Gaga. Hello!
Hi.
I called her a lady of the night, brilliant. That's awful.
The lady of the night, it's Lady Gaga. Hello!
Hi.
Note to self, don't do that this year. Now, exciting news on the Gaga front. Her new single will be at Radio 1 on Friday. It's called Born This Way. You know that already. We will have the new Gaga single here on Friday. We're pretty confident that it's going to sound like this.
It don't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
Superstars.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in a glass of her
boudoir.
There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say, I'm beautiful in my
born this way.
So find out on Friday if the new Gaga song does actually sound like that. We're confident.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's going to be a big show tomorrow. I know it's always a big show, but it's bigger tomorrow. Ashton Kutcher's going to be here at about... Let me just check the time with the one that doesn't speak. 4:30. I knew that. Ashton Kutcher here tomorrow, 4:30. Funnily enough, Becky has taken 2 days off work this week. I don't know whether everyone else has noticed this pattern. So the 2 days she's taken off are the days when there are no hot Hollywood actors in. So Monday, Ed Westwick, Becky comes to work. Tuesday, Wednesday, Becky off work. Thursday, oh, surprise, Ashton Kutcher's here. Oh, I'm back in work. So he'll be here tomorrow, 4:30. Also, the Boffins have been back on. They live upstairs at Radio 1, and they want to do another experiment, which I am well up for trying tomorrow. Thing is, right, I'll let you into a little secret. On the fourth floor of this building, there are some really strange people. They're really nice. But you know how lab technicians are a bit weird? Same. Nice, just weird. And what they do is they build things, and they've been doing this in their spare time. They have built a machine which powered a car around a track. Do you remember we did this a couple of weeks ago? And the machine was entirely powered using the texts that we got on 81199. So the more texts we got through from you lot, the more the car would go around the track. Tomorrow, the track gets bigger. We've got a bigger track and we've got two cars. And this time, the cars going around the track are going to be powered by Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, I want you to get involved with this tomorrow. This is what these people do, those boffins upstairs in their spare time. They build machines to do this. So powered by Twitter tomorrow, the experiment on the track with the cars gets bigger. Good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura in Amesbury's been on. You know, I said I'm looking for questions to ask the stars at the Brits next week as they come up the red carpet. Laura says, what would you do if a badger walked up to you and asked for directions? Similar to the Sniff the Badger one, that one, but it's all right. I'll have that one. Thanks very much. We'll write that down and we will ask that next week. Andrew in Middlesbrough has been on saying, where's Trapped at the drive-thru? Andrew, it's finished. There's no more R. Kelly. There's no more Al. It's all over. You're just going to have to accept it and move on with your life. Suzanne's been on saying, what's happened with the internet romance between Chris and Rimmer? When's your flight tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, he's flying out to Armenia tomorrow. Not really. She hasn't replied yet. We'll let you know when she does.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I'm going to talk to Mr. Jam in a minute off of One Extra. Yo!
Yo!
He's here to talk about this exciting race tomorrow that the Boffins upstairs have devised with a racing track and some cars. V exciting. After 6:30, because it's a big giveaway bonanza Scott Mills points day, we are going back onto Stupid Street. Next chance to get some points. Loads of people are accruing quite a lot of points today. And we're asking, if you were a character from a film, who would you play? So any character from any film, that's the question we're asking on Stupid Street. I can't remember the name of the character. Tom Cruise in that... What's that film? What's it? Name
Top
some
Gun,
Tom Cruise films.
Right, Top Gun?
No.
Mission Impossible?
No.
Night and Day?
No.
Vanilla Sky? I'm running out.
No. What is it?
That's all of them.
Cocktail, that's it.
What?
Cocktail. That's who I'd be.
Who's that?
A cocktail with the shaking of the cocktails.
Never seen.
Oh, well done. Another person on the show with amazing film knowledge. The story continues.
Podcast.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Evening. And hello, Mr. Jam.
All right, Scott.
All right, aren't you? Oh, you're on air soon, on One Extra, aren't you?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. 7 till 9, and then at 9 o'clock, a daily dose of dubstep for an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're spoiling us with the dubstep.
Listen, it's the brand new look to my show, mate. Every night, Monday to Thursday, 9 o'clock, an hour of dubstep.
I was listening to you the other night, actually. I was going miles, like, to Newcastle. I was listening to you. It was really good.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Saturday night show.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. 11 amazing. O'clock. Yeah, Radio 101 Extra.
That's it. That's the one.
Plug.
The very same. Now, tomorrow, we are having a big experiment, which could be the most exciting thing that's ever happened on Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
I'm literally biting my fingernails. Yeah. I haven't got any fingernails left.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been excited about this for a while. I've had to keep quiet about it, but now we can reveal all. This has been devised by the boffins upstairs on the fourth floor.
And we have got some of the best boffins in the world.
Hell yeah. Now, we have done this before. We did this a couple of weeks ago on the show when they hooked up a racing car track to the text system at Radio 1. So the more people texted in, the faster the car went round the track.
Yeah.
And it flew off the track loads of times. It was well good. they've got even better. They have poured it right out of the bag for tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
We have a bigger track. We have two cars. And this time, they've hooked it up to Twitter.
Ah!
So now the cars will be powered by tweets.
Yeah.
So the more people tweet, and this can be you a lot if you're on Twitter, the faster the cars go round. So you and me, Mr. Jam, can have a race tomorrow.
And it's you versus me.
Yeah.
You, daytime Radio 1, me, evening time 1 Extra.
Yeah, what's the problem with that? You've got a lot of followers.
I'm just saying, it's kind of a David versus Goliath situation.
I know, don't put yourself down. It's all going to be fine. You don't know this. I mean, what's going to happen is, like, if you tweet one thing, my car will go faster, we'll tell you what to tweet tomorrow. Tweet another thing, Mr. Jam's car will go faster. So we're going to do this at 5:20 tomorrow evening.
Yes.
So please tell your friends. Set an alarm to remind you, because I don't want you to forget this. This could be the most exciting thing that's ever happened.
And it'll be the most exciting thing that we've ever done together.
Absolutely, yeah. Even Oh What's Occurring was not as exciting as this.
Not as exciting as this.
No.
At all.
Formula One, who? It's all about two Scalextrics cars powered by Twitter going around a track on a webcam tomorrow at 5:20.
That is pure, unadulterated genius.
Why would you not want to see that or take part in that?
I've already started to kind of canvas support on Twitter.
I have as well, yeah. I just did a couple of retweets.
Yeah. I've managed to get Chris Fountain.
Have you?
He's got my back.
Oh, get you with your celebrity tweeters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so 5:20. If you're on Twitter tomorrow, it's a big race, okay?
Massive.
Massive race.
Huge.
Between me and the Jam. Right,
so,
while you're here, do you want to win some Scott Mills points?
I was just about to ask. Are you going to try and give away Scott Mills points for people who tweet you to win the race? Because I think that would be unfair. I think that would be a complete and utter unfair advantage.
See, also, if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have never thought of it, and therefore you've really done yourself wrong there, haven't you? Really bad.
That's it. All of these artists who I played first, I'm going to have to call in Tiny Temper. Gonna have to call
in
Roll Deep.
Get everyone on. It's absolutely fine, okay?
Right.
Bring your friends.
Let's do it.
Let's do it tomorrow, 5:20.
Can I win some points now?
You can.
While we're still friends.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Scott Mills extravaganza today. It's a bonus points giveaway. We're just literally, it's carpet madness. We've gone crazy. The question, if you were to play a film character, which role were you born to play? What's your answer?
Prince, what's his name, from Coming to America?
Yes.
Prince from Zamunda.
Yes, amazing.
Or King Jaffy Joffa. I want to be his dad.
Yes. I actually watched that the other day again. It's a genius
classic
film. I love it.
Classic film.
I'd be Brian Flanagan off of Cocktails, from Cocktail. That's Tom Cruise.
Nice.
Rich has been on the text saying he would be Sherlock Holmes, born to do it. Chris, my friend here, obviously would be Batman, because we sent him to a Batman audition the other day.
Which was hilarious.
We asked...
You were robbed.
We asked five people on Stupid Street. We went out there and we asked them, which part were you born to play? If you can name any of them, I will give you 20 Scott Mills points. Anybody?
Stupid Street.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, what's her name's character from Pretty Woman? Julia, what's her name?
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts' character from Pretty Woman. I reckon someone from Stupid Street would say they'd be born to play that.
I don't know her character name. What's her name? We can look it up. But that's your answer anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's what Mr. Jam's saying. You can have the guess if you want. Or are you just sticking with that one?
I'm going to stick with that one. I think I'm going to get my 20 Scott Mills points.
Okay, good. Confident. I like that. So, Smooth Talking Dan has been asking the questions on Stupid Street. He just loves the ladies.
Vivian Ward.
And some of the boys. Vivian Ward, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So, STD's been out on the streets and he says, what part were you born to play?
If you were a character from a film, who would you be?
I like the guy from Shaun of the Dead. I can't remember his character. Oh, Sean, obviously.
What's your name?
George.
If you were a character from a famous film,
okay,
who do you think you might be?
Storm from the X-Men.
Really? What's... Who is he?
Storm. She. You know, in the X-Men. You
I didn't watch this.
Come off it. Everyone's seen the X-Men.
I've not seen the X-Men.
She flies around and she's got amazing hair and she's quite powerful and she's beautiful and...
And you see a bit of yourself in that?
No.
You have got quite good hair.
This is some sort of strange chat.
In for the kill again. On he goes. Go on, Dan. Type to speak,
mom. If you were a character from a film, who would you be?
Oh, my God. Ron Burgundy.
Zorro.
Anyone said Zorro? Give yourself 20 points.
Zorro. What's your name?
Abba.
Abba. If you were a character from a film, doesn't have to be Melania.
Okay.
Who would you be?
Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
What?
Yeah, because
she's a prostitute.
All right, okay.
No, that's fine.
Delete
that's,
that
part. That's fine. No.
Wow, you were right.
You see,
20 Scott Mills points there.
I thought Stupid Street. Someone would want to be a prostitute.
Yeah, and they did. So give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I'll see you for the Twitter race tomorrow at 5:20.
Yes. Oh yes. Radio 1 podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.